Hello and welcome to the latest Progress Wrestling hype show for chapter 158, the long Halloween, October the 22nd, from the spiritual home of Progress Wrestling, the Electric Ballroom in Camden, London, of course. And we will be hyping up, we will be talking about all the matches that have been announced so far, and there may well be matches dropping on socials, so stay tuned to Progress Wrestling socials, because you never know what match might drop this evening, but check this one out first to get you in the mood for October the 22nd, chapter 158. I suppose I need to introduce you to my co-host, and it's normally Mike Angus. Mike, are you there? put the mask back on. Put the mask back on, Mike.
A little Halloween treat for you there, Jonas.
Oh, wow. I don't know what's more scary, with or without the mask. But Mike, how are you doing?
I know what a lot of people would say. Without, there'll be people begging to put it back on when it goes up. Comment section will be littered. Great to be here with you as always, Jonas. And, looking forward to Halloween. Spooky season is upon us. So we've got all sorts of great shows coming up. And of course, Chapter 158, the long Halloween. Looking forward to chatting through that card with you today. And, of course, speaking of a Hungry Like a Wolf that we had last month, absolutely amazing show. And went down really well in the ballroom, that one. So had a great time. Looking forward to chatting through that as well with you, mate. How have you been, John? Is anyway all good?
Very good. Busy as always, but great to be doing these hype shows with yourself, Mike. And for anybody watching at home, details running along the bottom of the screen as far as where you can get your tickets for this show, The Long Halloween for Vendetta, which is going to be the first of Progressive Super Shows that's taking place at the end of November. More details on that to follow. And, of course, where we got Wonder Brawl taking place in Manchester. I think that's the 12th of November. But all the details are running along the bottom of the screen. And you just need to go to progresswrestling.com/tickets, and that will take you through to the Dice FM app where you can get your ticket or tickets today for the Long Halloween, for Vendetta, for Wonder Brawl if you're north of the country or don't mind traveling, or if you're a Progress Wrestling fan living in Manchester, you can absolutely love that. And we will touch on all of them shows very, very soon. But Mike, as busy as ever, and we've got some wonderful shows, some wonderful matches to talk about as well. But first of all, we need to take a little bit of a trip in the Wayback Machine, don't we, and talk about Progress's last show. You touched on it there, but it was Chapter 157, Hungry Like the Wolf, from the Electric Ballroom, and what a show it was. We're going to quickly go through some of the matches, and of course it kicked off with Boisterous Behavior versus Malik and Paul Robinson. And of course, Costa was there, back from his Cypriot holiday. But what do you remember about this one, Mike? Because, of course, this was an action-packed match, Boisterous Behavior all over the place. Great to see Paul Robinson teaming with Malik, a bit of an odd pairing, but a fun match. What do you remember about this one?
Well, I'd said to Malik, the last show he showed up and he looked like The Rock. He showed up at this one with a bald cap on, looking like Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think he's going through his Attitude Era phase at the moment. But him and Robbo had a good go as a tag team, but they didn't quite gel as well as I'd anticipated. Whereas Boisterous Behavior, absolutely just a smooth running technical masterclass of a team, aren't they? The 0-1-2-1, them guys are just... they've been tagging together for quite a while now, and they're just on the same wavelength. So it was a brilliant match. And, Robbo and Malik had some good pops, and Costa was involved as always. We could hear him, all over the ballroom. And, of course, Boisterous Behavior, though, had a rare, they were just too strong for Robbo and Malik picture on this occasion.
That's got to be picture amazing of the day, surely. With
Leon Slater is just
flying through the insane air. Though.
To get that height.
Oh, phenomenal. And then, of course, we had the Electric Ballroom debut of Jack Bandicoot. And tell us a bit about this one, because I think he did have an opponent originally scheduled who couldn't make it on the day. And it turned out that he was going to be facing Rob Drake, the King of Bedlam, of course, accompanied by Lana Austin. And of course, Rob Drake, the newest member of the Lana Austin Experience. But this match, obviously, you got the size differential there between Jack and Rob. I think the different dynamics between these two lent to a really, really good and fun match. And like I say, quite a strong ballroom debut for Jack, another fun one that we can catch on demand right now.
Yeah, exactly. And Jack Bandicoot, someone I've worked with for a very long time as part of Crash Boats with his tag team partner, obviously, the Pop Punk Kid. These guys are absolutely brilliant, entertaining all over the place. And brilliant that he's got his chance to show what he can do in a progress ring and at the Electric Ballroom.
Yeah.
Of course, originally scheduled to face QT Marshall. QT was unwell over that weekend. Unfortunately, he is going to be back over with us in the future, I believe. Good. But unwell on that occasion, and it was too late to reschedule a flight or sort out someone from Nightmare Factory to head over. So, of course, the brilliant Rob Drake was able to step in and take his moment to shine, of course, and someone else who, is part of the Lana Austin experience, whether that's a helpful thing for them at the moment, I'm not sure, as we'll discuss a bit later on. But yeah. Back to speaking about Bandicoot, I loved his promo at the start when he said he was meant to be going for the title, which is obviously that was good to hear, and then and the crowd obviously were chanting the whole match then after that, so that was brilliant. And Jack showed some absolutely wild skills that I've not seen before. Obviously he's always doing things like skinning the cat and bouncing off the top turnbuckle, so just some amazing different things that you don't see from everybody. And but he did one thing that really impressed me when they were on the outside, where he ran up the ring post as if he was running up a tree on a computer game or something. It was absolutely amazing, and a real highlight of the show. Definitely something you want to watch when you watch it back on Progress Demand Plus. So definitely really good stuff.
Yeah, I think Jack Bandicoot is fast becoming a Progress fan favourite. And I've got a sneaking suspicion we might see more of him very, very soon. And then we had Ali Catch going up against Sky Smithson, didn't we? And this was another change to the card, but this match did not disappoint. And of course, wherever Sky Smithson is, you've got at least one member of the Lana Austin experience. But these two, a really fun combo, and the fans at the Electric Ballroom at Hungry Like the Wolf saw another awesome display between two of the very finest.
Yeah, what a trip over to the UK and Europe Ali Catch had. She was all over the place, Germany, Norway, I believe, as well as being up in Liverpool with us for TNT. Yeah. And then as always, the fans love to see Ali Catch in the ballroom, and a great match against Smithson, who proved how tough she can be, and brilliant to see sexy Smithson in action, of course, for the Lana Austin experience. So great match.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Hungry Like the Wolf is already available. It's already dropped on demand, and you can watch it today. Just click on the link in the description to this. It will take you there straight away. Like I say, all of the Progress chapter shows, including this year's Super Strong Style, is up there. And very soon, I'm sure, Chapter 158, which we'll talk about, will be dropping in a few weeks' time. But Hungry Like the Wolf is already available on demand. Go and check it out now. Details are running along the bottom of the screen. Another match that happened at Hungry Like the Wolf, of course, Mike, was this one here for the GCW Championship. Blake Christian, defending, reigning champion, going up against Charles Crowley. Now, Charles Crowley has really had an incredible journey in a Progress ring, and has had quite a few wins under his belt of late, certainly in 2023. He's going on a bit of a journey, bit of a rise of his own. Seems to be some kind of murmurings that he could be having one eye possibly on the Progress World Championship. But skipping back to Hungry Like the Wolf, tell us about this one here, and great to have Blake Christian back in the country and back inside a Progress ring.
Of course, yeah, we'll have Blake Christian, the GCW champion at the Electric Ballroom, and Charles Crowley. Yeah, he's certainly on. He's certainly got a bit of a flair for the gold at the moment, and he's looking for more titles about the place. And that was why he took this opportunity against Blake Christian. And I think Crowley showed exactly how good he can be. He hung with one of the best in the world, and he showcased some amazing skills. That coast to coast was just, you can see, absolutely epic. And that's, another highlight that you'll want to see on Demand Progress Plus. But, the Crowley and Christian are always going to entertain in a match. And, there was some antics with a bit of internet breakdown in that matchup, and a bit of lag at one point. But you'll definitely pick that up when you get to watch it on Demand Progress Plus. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So tell us what happened here then, Mike, because the Smoking Aces appear to be giving Crowley a bit of a mouthful for possibly suggesting that he might be looking at maybe Spike Trevet's bit of gold.
Well, that's it, exactly. Crowley has always got a plan. He's the Loki of British wrestling, and you know, he's got something brewing in his mind, and the Spoken Aces just wants to come out and show him their dominance as tag team champions and say, you know, that's not going to be happening on our watch, Sonny, or anytime soon. So, yeah, but then that went straight into Connor Mills and Gene Money making their way out for a tag team contest for the Progress Tag Team Championships, which Mills and Money, who obviously won the Hooked on Wrestling Shake It All About tournament during the AEW weekend. That allowed them this opportunity to have this title match for the Progress Championships. And as you can see there, they won the championships. The referee counted the three counts. Both men were in the ring. Both men were pinned. And then the crowd went absolutely wild for that one. They were buzzing to see, you know, Mills and Money win the title. And then the referee just had a change of heart and said, you know, no, that's he'd realized that basically Connor Mills had pinned a legal man, and that was it. The title belts changed, but they carried on the match, and then the Aces picked up the win pretty quick there. But I've said it a couple of times on social media, you know, that needs to be revisited, to be honest, because Mills and Money, with the double pin, it was the ref counted the pin. You know, it happened. Both of the Aces were pinned, as you can see there. Mills and Money picked it up, and then the referee counted the three. It was announced as the win, and then the ref realized his mistake there, because it was I don't think it had ever been announced as any sort of Lucha or Tornado tag rules match. It was a classic tag match, so it should have just been two men in the ring, and then that's what he said. So they carried on the match, and then the Aces kept the titles. So yeah, we went into intermission. The crowd not happy with that decision at all. And Mills and Money a bit downhearted, but I'm sure they live to fight another day. And if they can beat them once, they can beat them again, Jonas, is what I'd say.
Oh, 100%. And yeah, like I say, who knows? Who knows? We could see a rematch between those two teams somewhere down the line. And then, of course, we had this big grudge match, didn't we, Mike? Tate Mayfair's Simon Miller looking amped up, hyped up there. Talk about a hype show. He was ready. He was all over it. Like I say, those two went to war. These two have been going to war, as I said, in the last hype show since January 2022, Chapter 127, when Progress first came back in the ballroom in front of fans for the first time. You could see the seeds of that feud brewing between those two. You're talking well over a year and a half, getting, you know, close to 2 years these two have been feuding, and Tate Mayfair's by hook or by crook got the win. Crook. But Simon Miller, I don't think Simon Miller has quite, you know, I think Simon Miller probably has one more match in him against Tate Mayfair before the end of the year. If you remember, going back to unboxing last year, at the end of 2022, when he had the Alf costume, he tore it off, and they tore it up in the ballroom, didn't they, to finish off 2022. Who knows? But what do you remember about that one? And you could tell by the pictures that Tate was pretty pleased with himself by the end of it.
Yeah, well, Tate said he was going to win by wrist lock, and that's what he went for at the end of the day. But, you know, he got there by nefarious means. And you know, both men have grown since that match. Simon has grown massive in stature, and his social media keeps growing constantly, you know, always in demand in the States and all over the country. Absolutely brilliant guy to work with. And he works so hard in the gym. And his wrestling has developed so much to the point where now he's, you know, absolutely a credible opponent. And, you know, somebody you want on your wrestling cards all around the country, a brilliant wrestler. And Tate Mayfair's as well. Similarly, he's become the TNT world champion up in Liverpool. And he's, you know, he's somebody who is, he's really excelling. He's definitely a future star. When I first saw him against Dean Allmark at Chapter 127, I had my eye on him since then. And he's just gone from strength to strength. You know, he's a brilliant, brilliant wrestler. But I'd like if he focused a little bit more on his wrestling than on his cheating, because I tell you what, he's got something about the Eddie Guerrero about him, this guy. He just can't seem to go through a match and just wrestle the way he needs to. He has to cheat. If there's a way of cheating out there, Tate Mayfair's will use it to his advantage. If you Google the biggest cheat in wrestling since Eddie Guerrero, a picture of Tate Mayfair's will come up.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Keep them knuckles away from him. And yeah, another one to watch. You can catch up with the story there. And then, yeah, I don't think it's finished yet. I'll find out when I next see Simon, but when I speak to him, I'll be finding out when he's there, because I think he's still going to be gunning for Tate Mayfair's. And Mayfair's is, you know, he's ascending to the top. He's on his way. He's on an absolute roll. So, interesting times coming between those two still.
I'm just going to throw it out there, Mike, throw it out into the universe, into the progress universe. But how about brass knucks on a pole match? I don't think we've seen one of those in a progress ring, but who knows? Better than Judy Butler, Judy Bagwell on a forklift.
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I could see that happening, you know, down the line, John, as now you've put it out there. It's the fans can put that out on the Twitter for us, and we'll see. Yeah, you know, if there's enough people asking for it, it could happen.
Demand Progress Plus. progresswrestling.com is where you need to be heading. Check it out today on demand immediately after watching this. The link will be in the description. And then we had LA Taylor, backed up, of course, by her Lana Austin experience cronies. Did I say cronies? Against Renee Michel. And Renee Michel, she's been a real hit with the Progress fans in Birmingham, in Sheffield, and making her electric ballroom debut for Progress at Hungry Like the Wolf, looking stunning as always. Ring gear to the nines. LA Taylor, yeah, with Demolition Woman, of course. And wow, what a match. I can't wait to watch this one back on demand. And I'm sure you can't either. But those two really gave it their all and put on a display for the fans in the ballroom a couple of Sundays back, didn't they, Mike?
Yeah, of course. Renee Michel, absolutely brilliant, a superstar. And, you know, LA Taylor proving that she is, she is one tough woman and, brilliant skills on display in that one. And a bit of a breakdown between the Lana Austin experience. I believe there's some sort of issue between Rob Drake and LA Taylor. They did not seem to be coinciding well on that one, and I think the distraction from that led to sort of what happened at the end of that match. But I'll have to watch that one back again myself to see quite what happened there. But I know where Renee Michel will always be welcome back at the ballroom and a Progress Wrestling, consummate professional and absolutely brilliant athlete. And of course, LA Taylor, she's one to watch out for sure.
Absolutely. And like I say, a little bit of tension there between LA Taylor and Rob Drake. We will see what happens there. And then we had the electric ballroom debut of Yoshiki Inamura. We've seen him over previous chapters in Birmingham and Sheffield, but here making his Camden ballroom debut against TK Cooper. Alexa, we know TK Cooper very well as one half of the Sunshine Machine, of course, the longest reigning Progress tag team champions in history. But of course, and I'm sure you back me up here, Mike, TK Cooper is easily, in his own right, one of the very best wrestlers, one of the very best talents on the Progress roster. Here he demonstrated exactly why that is against Inamura. And what a fantastic match. And these two put on a real display. And like I say, I think that the crowd really warmed to Inamura, but TK Cooper put on a fantastic display. I'd like to see this one again, to be honest with you. But what do you remember about these two?
Yeah, definitely as well. And both of Sunshine Machine have been out in singles action in the last couple of months. Chuck obviously took on QT Marshall. And, Teek's taking on Inamura here. And Inamura has been very impressive for Progress Wrestling from coming over from NOAH. And, I believe he's settling in the UK for a short while. Hopefully we'll get to see some more of him. But he is a very exciting wrestler and, you know, very tough, strong, obviously Japanese-style wrestler. And Teek's, obviously, that guy's got a hard head. You know, he can take some fighting. Exactly. And he's got some absolutely sick skills. Some of the flips, and you can see that axe kick there from TK. You know, he's just an absolutely brilliant athlete himself. And that was a great match pitting those guys against each other. But I think we'll look forward to seeing more of Inamura. And I think, it's good to see Sunshine Machine in singles action as well. But I think tag team action is where they just are absolutely, you know, they're amazing as a tag team. So that's what they've, they've brought that to the dance and that's what they can do. So, absolutely. I think look forward to seeing more tag matches from them guys together as well.
Oh, yeah. And what about this one? We capped off Hungry Like the Wolf with a Progress World Championship match. And of course, Kid Lykos, the victor, the winner of Super Strong Style 16 this year, a very deserving, very popular winner as well. And he eventually called his shot, got his match against Spike Treve at Hungry Like the Wolf last month in the Electric Ballroom. And this match had everything, didn't it? It had drama. It had hot action. Obviously, you can see Spike and his cronies behind him, but a hell of a match and quite a bit of drama. And of course, as I'm going to bring up in a moment, the match did go to the outside. And like I say, there were it was a violent match. And I think that there was probably a lot of pent up anger, frustration from Kid Lykos. But Spike playing mind games, getting the mask off of the Super Strong Style 16 champion this year. The night didn't quite end the way that Kid Lykos was hoping or expecting. So we've seen promos from Kid Lykos post-match, backstage, outside of the Electric Ballroom. He's pissed off, Mike, and he's not happy with how that match ended. He's not happy with the antics of Spike Treve. Spike Treve may still be the Progress World Champion today, but I think Kid Lykos isn't finished with Spike Treve.
Yeah, rightly so. Lykos is pissed about what happened. And you know, Lykos, it was the biggest night of his career, I'd say. He's worked so hard towards this moment, and he took Spike right to Spike's limit, I would say. There was a couple of times I literally thought the title was going to change hands, and it was, you know, Lykos putting an amazing performance, but taking nothing away from Spike Treve. He was just, you know, he went out there and gave it his all as well. Both guys wrestled almost over half an hour, I would say, in that matchup. Really, really impressive, and it was a great match, told a brilliant story, and it was a real battle between two of the best in the UK at the moment. And then it all came down to that one moment at the end where Spike just had that moment of clarity and managed to by any means necessary, is what the Vulture can do, and that's exactly what he did. He took his opportunity. He stole the mask away from Lykos as well, and that mask was a special one for Lykos. It was a tribute to Rey Mysterio, who's one of his favorite luchador, it's the reason he wears the mask, and it's a matter of respect, and you know how important a mask is to the luchador. This was very, very disrespectful, an act from Spike Treve, and disgusting, really, Jonathan. I think you'll see Lykos wanting revenge just for that act, not just stopping him winning the championship, but also to get that moment back that was stolen from him.
Absolutely. That saga between Kid Lykos and Spike Treve is far from over, far from over. And of course, you can catch Hungry Like the Wolf on Demand Progress Plus. Just go to demandprogressplus.progresswrestling.com. Sign up today. And like I say, you can get Super Strong Style from this year, Hungry Like the Wolf, all previous chapter shows, TNT Extreme Wrestling from Liverpool. And Mike's home promotion is on there as well, and so much more. If you want to take a trip in the Wayback Machine and see progress from your favorite year, you can do. See, every chapter is up there. But 2023 has been a stellar year for Progress Wrestling. It's been a phenomenal year. So 2022 was an incredible year as well. So much recent stuff to catch up on. And of course, Hungry Like the Wolf has already dropped. It is on demand. demandprogressplus.progresswrestling.com is where you need to be heading. But let's talk about the next show. And of course, I do have the main graphic here, of course, The Long Halloween, Sunday the 22nd of October from the Electric Ballroom, Camden. And say progresswrestling.com/tickets is where you need to be heading now. And let's say we've just spoken about Spike and Kid Lykos. And of course, we know that the reigning, defending Progress World Champion Spike Treve will be there in the Electric Ballroom October the 22nd to address the future of his Progress Men's World Championship. Mike, you know Spike better than most. You've worked with him in Progress for a long time now. What are your thoughts on Spike and his address to the Progress faithful? What he's likely to say, what he's likely to announce to the Progress audience on October the 22nd?
I have no idea what he is going to announce, but I'm always concerned when somebody who's been at the absolute top of the roster, you know, for a good year and a half, and is absolutely an amazing athlete, and is somebody who is he's just excelled all over Europe in the last couple of years. It's always a concern for me to see to think what it could be, the announcement. You know, this is somebody who's an absolutely brilliant wrestler. He's almost at another level of evil in wrestling. When we saw him at Tidal Wrestling just the other week, just a hushed silence came over the audience as he came out and made his way into the ring, and then straight away then the boos cascaded down on him, the chance of slightly sort of political chants from the from the fans of the Huddersfield towards
you know
Spike,
the ones.
You can probably guess. You know the one, yeah. But I think this is somebody who's he's done brilliantly for progress in the last year, but he is a horrible bastard, isn't he? And he is the vulture. But it would not surprise me if your likes of WWE or AEW came calling for Spike Treve. Certainly, if they haven't yet, I think they will do at some point. But for sure, I don't know what he's going to be addressing, but that, you know, would be my concern. But as well, if he's in the ballroom and Kid Lykos is anywhere nearby, there's going to be trouble. There's definitely going to be trouble. So, yeah, I think it's dangerous for him to make an address. If it was me and I was him, and if I'm not booked for a match, I'd be sending in a video from my garden in Cambridge, you know.
Absolutely. So, I mean, like I say, Spike Treve, not announced for a match, but he will be there to address his future as the Progress Men's World Champion. I'm intrigued. I kind of can't wait to be in the Electric Ballroom myself just to find out what that is about alone. But we do have some matches to talk about.
Jonas, that one could be trick or treat, that one from Spike. You never know.
Absolutely. Let's talk a bit about this one. We have this one to look forward to, Mike, at Chapter 158, The Long Halloween, Nina Samuels versus Aaliyah James. Now, these two know each other. They have a bit of a past. They've worked together for WWE NXT UK, of course. Two of the very finest female performers in the whole of the UK. And one of the last times we saw Nina Samuels, probably the last time, was at Super Strong Style, in that incredible Clocks Strikes Midnight match against Alexis Falcon, and easily inside my top five matches of the year. It was incredible. Once again, Demand Progress Plus, progresswrestling.com. Sign up today. Go and check out Super Strong Style. That was day three and one of the highlights of that Bank Holiday weekend. Nina Samuels makes her return, obviously looking to make a bit of a statement following Super Strong Style and against Aaliyah James. What can you tell us about these two?
Yeah, exactly. Nina, be good to welcome Nina back. A match that had been built up for a long time, and Nina could not be happy about the outcome of that one. It was an amazing matchup, as we mentioned, but she didn't pick up the win there. And I think Nina's going to want to address that at the Long Halloween. She's obviously a great wrestler and somebody who is, very sort of proud, a very proud person. You know, she's the star of the Nina Samuels show, and she is not going to want Aaliyah James to come and arrive at Progress and use her as a springboard to the top. So, I'm sure these ladies have met in the past, and I think this will be a really interesting one. It would be great to welcome Aaliyah James back, who's obviously been working for WWE, NXT UK, and over in the States, etc. So, someone I've seen in the past and know a lot about. Really looking forward to that one. It's going to be an exciting match, and I couldn't call it either way. I think I look forward to seeing that one on the day and seeing how it goes down. So, yeah, it'd be brilliant.
100%. progresswrestling.com/tickets. Hit the link in the description today. And how about this one? We spoke a bit about Tate already during this hype show when we looked back at Chapter 157, Hungry Like the Wolf, and his blood feud, you could say, with Simon Miller, and how that match at Hungry Like the Wolf ended. We spoke about the shenanigans, but he's got Inimura, Yoshiki Inimura. Inimura, like I say, becoming a bit of a Progress regular, has had some tremendous matches over recent chapters. But I think Tate, I don't think he's going to get away with the type of shenanigans that he's been allowed to get away with before. I think Inimura is a no-nonsense wrestler. Tate's got to have his game face on when he faces him next Sunday, the Electric Ballroom, October 22nd. Mike, what can you tell us about these two? It's an interesting pairing, isn't it?
It really is. And for Tate, it's going to be an interesting one to see if, you know, everything he's been working on and working towards. Will, you know, this is a huge match for him because Inemura is a very highly skilled individual, someone who's super tough and has obviously been trained from a young age in a specific style. And it's whether Mayfair's can combat that style with what he knows. Obviously, he's, you know, done boxing training and things like that as well. So it's going to be a really intriguing contest, to be honest. And, you know, I'm really excited for that one as well because, you know, it's going to be a real test for Tate Mayfair's going against Inemura, against someone who's such a different style than him. So, yeah, I think, and it'll really give the crowd a chance to form a full opinion on Inemura in that one against Tate. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And a match that's recently been announced, that's recently dropped on Progress socials. Gene Money, that damn dirty dog, comes back to the Electric Ballroom to take on Nathan Cruz. Now, we saw Nathan Cruz return to a Progress ring over Super Strong Style Weekend, like I say, a few months back. And he put in a really, really strong showing there. Some really, really big victories there, including one over Will Ospreay. And a tremendous match that was on day two. But, of course, Nathan Cruz, the first ever Progress world champion, going back 11 years ago now. And I think he's obviously wiser, stronger, more knowledgeable. I think we've got the best version of Nathan Cruz, but going up against Gene Money, we saw his journey towards Super Strong Style last year, fell a little bit off the radar as far as Progress was concerned, but came back strong. He had that tag match alongside Connor Mills. That damn dirty dog. I've got a couple of damn dirty dogs downstairs. Now, there must be the postman. I think the postman's probably delivering.
Oh, it's as soon as you mention Gene Money, they know they're cheering for him.
They do. But this is going to be an interesting one. I think Gene Money has still got, dare I say, the bit between his teeth, still got a lot to prove. Same with Nathan Cruz. I think this is going to be an interesting one. And the winner of this one, it could propel them onto bigger and better things.
Well, yeah, you know, Gene had such an amazing run leading up to Super Strong Style 16 last year, and I actually thought he was going to be crowned the Progress champion, and then he picked up that unfortunate injury, which made him go out the tournament, and then he's had a lot of exciting and interesting things happen since then. He crowned himself the Gene Money champion of Gene Money, so self-proclaimed, and he's held on to that for the whole year, the most prestigious title in European wrestling, certainly, and... But he has, you know, and obviously at the last show, he's still going to be wanting to get that sorted out because, for me, he was the tag team champion. And I'm questioning whether there was anything wrong with that. And I'd have to, I don't know who made that call and that decision, but it was an interesting one. You know, when the referees in football worry about the VAR, I feel that was a bit of a VAR decision, you know, and there's somebody watching backstage or whoever who said to the ref, you know, just, you sure that's the right decision you've made there? You know, I feel like that's what's gone on, but then I don't know who it was who would have made that call, and whether it's, you know, unless Spike's on the VAR backstage or something has called that, you know, I'm not sure, but
wouldn't be surprised.
I feel like there was, and you know, I wasn't 100% happy with that myself personally, and I think Gene will want to address that, and he's got an opportunity to here as he takes on Nathan Cruz, the show stealer, and Nathan obviously, you never know what Nathan Cruz is going to appear at the show. It could be a Nathan Cruz who's there to steal the show and just show you what an amazing wrestler he is, how talented he is, how much he's learned. Or it could be a Nathan Cruz who wants to come and ruin the fans' day, who wants to ruin Gene Money's day, and he wants to, you know, just cause chaos. So I'm always intrigued as to what Nathan Cruz is going to bring to the table. But we all know what Gene's going to bring to the table. Matt, you know, a lot of fight, a lot of heart, and it's always fun. And there's a Gene Money match going on. So, yeah, looking forward to that one. It's going to be another exciting matchup as well. So this show has really shaped up to be
stacking up. It's
very special, very special, yeah. And then, obviously, October special, November super show. So, I mean, there could be all sorts of stuff going on here that's going to lead into what's going to happen in November. So
absolutely,
got to be there. You've got to be there October 22nd to see all this action.
All the details are on the bottom of the screen, progresswrestling.com/tickets. We get your tickets for the Long Halloween and the other shows we're going to talk about very briefly, very, very soon, but that Gene Money Nathan Cruz match all day long. Can't wait for that one. And how about this one? Hot off the press, Luke Jacobs versus Warren Banks. Warren Banks coming back from a layoff, came back, I think, probably early this year, but he's been trying to regain his momentum from 2022. And, of course, he was out with a long injury layoff. Luke Jacobs, a former natural progression champion, of course, former Atlas Division champion. And Luke Jacobs has had some tremendous matches in a progress ring. He's also trying to find some momentum behind him as well. So this will be quite an interesting match between these two. Warren Banks versus Luke Jacobs. Yes, please, all day long. What's your thoughts, Mike?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it was due to be Eddie, who was going to be facing him, who can't attend the event, unfortunately. So I believe he's focusing on his AEW, Ring of Honor, and New Japan commitments. So, that's completely understandable. And wish him all the best and hope, you know, that he doesn't pick up any other injuries. Saw him against Minoru Suzuki earlier this week in a brilliant matchup. So it'll be great when Eddie Kingston finally does get back to progress. But in the meantime, you couldn't think of a better replacement than Warren Banks, somebody who's just, you know, won championships all over the UK and has been dealing with an injury himself, as we've mentioned, and he's just getting back to his, you know, his peak again, I believe. So, this will be a really interesting contest between two of the best in the UK. And obviously, Luke has picked up some massive wins in progress. And, this is going to be very interesting to see how this one goes down with Warren and Luke going head to head.
That's right. And as announced on Progress Socials over recent weeks, the blessed KC Navarro will be back in London, back in Camden, back in the Electric Ballroom for Chapter 158, The Long Halloween, and he'll be defending his Warrior Wrestling Championship title. And of course, there's been a few updates to this match, but currently, as we are aware, unless any updates have happened in the last few minutes, it is a fatal four-way where KC Navarro will be defending his Warrior Wrestling Championship against Verne Vertigo. Vaughn Vertigo, my apologies. Jack Bandicoot, we spoke about him earlier. A wonderful Electric Ballroom debut last month. And Brent Banks. So somebody that is not a stranger to a progress ring. I think he performed for progress when they were stateside earlier on this year. But this is a real mix of talent. And KC Navarro certainly has his hands full with those three, Mike.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and KC Navarro, absolutely skilled individual. And it was, I know he had a great time when he was over here in the UK representing Defy as well. And he worked on the Progress show for us. And he was, exceptional, brilliant talent. Yeah, obviously during lockdown, watched a lot of Warrior Wrestling. And, they put on a brilliant show. They did some outdoor shows. Obviously, Warhorse was involved. So, some brilliant talent involved in Warrior Wrestling. And obviously, KC Navarro is the champ there. So that's, saying a lot. This is a guy who's super talented. And he's going to be taking on three other guys who are brilliant. We've seen Vaughn Vertigo last year wrestling for Progress, put on a great show as always. Yeah. Brent Banks, the Canadian, been going, this is a guy who's a bit of a veteran. Now he's getting on in years in wrestling business. He was wrestling in like 2006, 2008. I seem to remember him having a tag team with Anthony Kingdom James at one point. So, that's going back to when...
You've got good memory, Mike.
Well, that's going back to when I used to go to 1PW in like 2007, back in the Doncaster Dome in the Leeds Uni days. Obviously, they've had mixed fortunes as of recently. But I think somebody who's obviously a skilled competitor and worldwide, looking forward to seeing him in action in the ballroom. And of course, Jack Bandicoot, we mentioned earlier. So that's, if it stays as a fatal four-way, I think Navarro is willing to take on all comers. So this is your chance now. If you send your CV into Progress Wrestling, this could be your opportunity. This could be the match for you. If you can take part with them four guys, I couldn't call it, but I think it's going to be an absolute cracker. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Hey, my money's on Jack. I think Jack got to lose. You know, he can do his spider monkey routine up the ring post on the outside and get the surprise pinfall. But my money's on Jack.
I wonder what he's going to call it. The Warrior Championship, maybe.
We got one more match to hype up, and it is a doozy, and it's going to be for the Progress Women's World Championship, world title. Lana Austin just surpassed one full calendar year as the Progress Women's World Champion. So congratulations to Lana going up against Alexis Falcon. Now, we spoke about Alexis and that wonderful Clock Strikes Midnight match against Nina Samuels at Super Strong Style this year. And this has been a match many chapters in the making, Mike. And of course, there's stipulations, Mike. And of course, just reading the graphic one more time, the Lana Austin Experience are banned from the building, from the Electric Ballroom, which is a shocker because usually they're allowed to get away with murder and have their own way in whatever match they choose to. And if Alexis Falcon loses, she can never challenge for the Progress Women's World Championship ever again. Mike, wow, like I say, Lana, congratulations of sorts, I suppose, for surpassing 1 year as the Women's World Champion. Alexis Falcon, she's had a wonderful year in a Progress ring, a wonderful year up and down the country. But now is her time to prove to Progress, to the world, that she is a Progress Women's World Champion in the making. This is her opportunity. And some might say the stipulation, the graphics would say her one and only opportunity, probably her best ever opportunity, especially with the Lana Austin Experience being banned from the building. But nothing would surprise me at a Progress show. Give us your thoughts on this one. And it's Alexis's one and only opportunity to get the job done.
That's it. Yeah, well, both ladies have put their stipulations across that they wanted. And, you know, Alexis in Sheffield had Lana pinned to the ground by a chair and said, you know, that, you know, Lana Austin Experience banned from ringside. And that's, you know, she's got that wish. And then Lana Austin said, well, at the last show, Lana, it seemed the last couple of shows, I feel, has been taking things very, very seriously. There hasn't been any Lana Rocky, or not as much anyway. And there are, you know, I think she's really got her game face on leading into this match. This, if this is Alexis's one opportunity and the trajectory she's been taking, you know, this is a huge opportunity for her. But Lana Austin is not going to take this easily. And she knows she's not going to have the Lana Austin Experience with her. No. So the deck is stacked. And I think, you know, it's going to be a tough one for Lana, but she's absolutely got her game face on at the moment. This is a huge moment for both these ladies, and it's going to be an epic clash. And I think it's got the potential to steal the show, this one. Alexis has dreamt about becoming the Progress Women's Champion for so long, and it's something she's been working towards. But the question is, can she get the job done against the current champion who's been reigning for a year, John? As you said, yeah. Lana Austin, it's you know, this anything could happen in this one. It's gonna be amazing. Looking forward to it.
Well, it's her best ever opportunity, especially with the Lana Austin Experience barred from the building, banned from the building. We will not see Sky, we will not see Rob, we will not see LA. Or at least we don't expect to, according to the stipulations. But just a quick recap. And of course, Spike Treve will be there to address his future as the Progress Men's World Champion, and especially hot off of that match against Kid Lykos at Hungry Like the Wolf last month. It'll be interesting to see what he has to say, the Sovereign Lord, the Vulture of Progress. Then, of course, we've got Nina Samuels versus Aaliyah James. That's going to be an awesome match. Great to see both of these two back inside a Progress ring, of course. Tate Mayfair's hot off of his somewhat dodgy victory against Simon Miller at the last show against Yoshiki Inamura. And Inamura is on a bit of a roll. These two are going to put on a hell of a battle. And of course, Tate, like I say, he's always has some shenanigans up his sleeve, but I don't think Inamura is going to take any messing from Tate. Then, of course, we got KC Navarro going to be defending his Warrior Wrestling Championship in a four-way against Vaughn Vertigo, Jack Bandicoot, and Brent Banks. And, of course, as we've just mentioned, Lana Austin versus Alexis Falcon will be for the Progress Women's World title. And not forgetting, of course, take them... Nathan Cruz.
It's going to be a long Halloween for you, Jonas.
Which is going to be an awesome show. And, of course, Luke Jacobs versus Warren Banks. The card is stacked, and I'm sure there's more to be announced. And more, I'm sure, will unfold and happen on the day. There's always surprises at a Progress show. And the Electric Ball is the place to be. .com/tickets. The link will be in the description to the show. Click on that. Get your ticket or tickets today. Also, Mike, we've got a couple of other shows to look forward to. And of course, we got Chapter 159, Wonder Brawl, from the O2 Ritz in Manchester, Sunday, the 12th of November. And of course, matches that have already been announced.
Wow.
If my Here we go.
Strong style, to say the least.
Absolutely. Luke Jacobs versus Yoshiki Inamura. That's going to be a hard-hitting match. Is it big meaty men slapping man meat, as Simon Miller might say? And, of course, Matthew Raywalt going up against Charles Crowley, so the former Aiden English. And this is going to be the most dramatic match in progress or pro wrestling history, Mike.
I can thoroughly believe it, John, as you know, knowing
between those two, for
and,
sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great show in Manchester. I love the chapter name. Whoever came up with that one deserves a pay rise for sure. One other thing I was going to mention, John, is don't forget, of course, that we're doing fancy dress for the long Halloween. So anyone Ooh. Who's at that one, yeah, get your fancy dress on. I'm sure there'll be a great prize for whoever's got the best fancy dress on the day. Last year, we had Lee Ouija and Matt Doggio there as in their outfits. And there's all sorts of costumes in the audience. So, yeah, do get involved with that as well. And then, obviously, we'll see you on November the 12th in Manchester. That's going to be another cracker.
And not forgetting Progress's first ever super show. It's going to be an annual super show, starting with Chapter 160 back at the Electric Ballroom, Sunday the 26th of November. We have already been told that the reformation of Sanity, Eric Young, Big Damo, and Axel will be there. The band is back together, Mike. Sanity will be there. They will be competing Chapter 160 at Vendetta, the super show, Sunday the 26th of November. Lots to look forward to. And that super show, I know it's going to be absolutely stacked. And already by the announcement that Sanity, all three of the original members are going to be there. I can't even think what sort of craziness is going to go down on November the 26th, or who might even have the guts to take on Sanity at Vendetta.
It's going to be amazing, Jonas, and what an announcement that the first time they've all been together since WWE, so that's so special, and it's going to be a special moment for them and for everyone in attendance at Chapter 160, and obviously Vendetta, another brilliantly themed show and a super show as well. People were asking out, you know, what's going to be so super about it. Well, you can see straight away from that announcement, it's going to be pretty special. So, get your tickets now, and we look forward to seeing you all there.
There we go. But progresswrestling.com/tickets is where you need to be heading right now, or as soon as this hype show is finished anyway, for your tickets, for Wonder Brawl, for Vendetta, and of course, October the 22nd back in the Electric Ballroom for the long Halloween. But Mike, I can't wait to see you in the ballroom next Sunday. And like I say, an absolutely stacked show. Can't wait to see the Progress faithful. But my friend, thank you so much for... are you still wearing that mask, Mike?
Yeah. Still on.
Absolutely. scary. And bring
your
fancy dress costumes. Wear your fancy dress costumes. You want to see all your fancy dress costumes. But Mike, we'll see you on Sunday, my friend.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing everyone there. And thanks as always, Jonas. Brilliant job. And, looking forward to seeing everyone back in the ballroom. We're going to have an amazing long Halloween. Chapter 158. It's going to be awesome. See you there.
Yes, indeed.